Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
The Steve Cochran Show.
Let's see action. Let's see people.
Second all-time wins, three cups. These are all career markers. But you know how you know you made it? When you're the only guest on the Steve Cochran Show that can request your own bump. We play the Who for Coach Q. Sponsored by Hooters, the original wing joint. And I'm sure, Coach Q, you agree with us that this is one of the major career honors for you. You pick the music.
There you go.
Yeah. Favorite Who song of all time?
Maybe Bubba O'Reilly.
Yeah. You know the words?
No, sometimes.
You want to do it right now?
No.
Hey, big night. The Hammer's back and Oduya too. Talk about that.
Well, it's good. We got full complement of defensemen and forwards tonight, and getting everybody and all your options available. We got some tough decisions to make as well if they're in the lineup, and our defense and our team's played well here recently. So, that's always part of it as well. But good to see Johnny returning and getting a chance to play, and gets to play with a lot of familiarity with him and Hammer, and so the two of them should getting back together again, and both being off. Hopefully they can recapture that feeling quickly.
Is there a rhythm with somebody you really enjoyed playing with that can come back like riding a bike, or does it take time?
Sometimes it's tough to forecast that, but it's probably, we'll see. But I think that you can always recapture that feeling, whether it's immediately or with time. But we'll, these guys played a lot of important minutes and shifts and matchups, and did a pretty good job against some pretty good players. So it's a... We feel that that's another good option. We still have other options as well with those guys splitting up with other guys. But I think the nice thing is Dunks and Siebes have come back together again, and those guys have played extremely well over the last four games. So that's that gives us, now you got two, three, four pairs now that we feel very comfortable with that depth, and we know how important it is as you're progressing here.
Coach, you got 17 games in 31 days coming up here, and Scott Darling going to miss some time. What's your comfortability level with Jeff Glass right now? Do you see him getting an opportunity here? You got some 3-game and 4-night situations coming up.
We got a couple of those, and we'll see how we'll play it out here. We're definitely going to be busy. Corey, he likes the net. He doesn't mind the workload. His play and how he's handling it and how he's feeling will dictate a little bit of that. But watching Jeff in practice here, he looks like he's competitive. He wants an opportunity here. So we'll see how it goes. And I'm not going out too far as far as saying he's going to play or going to start, but sometimes the decisions change quickly and your options are what they are. But certainly his game changed from where he was just a little while ago to all of a sudden being up here in the NHL and with a chance to play.
So there's no automatic rest nights for Corey, even given this circumstance. You're going to see what happens.
Yep, that's how we're going to go about it right now.
Yeah. Seems right. That's probably why you've won all those games. The Ducks coming in, who's a player or two we need to watch on their side?
Well, they've got they got their three big guys all on different lines with Perry, Getzlaff, and Kessler all on different lines. So they've got some balance in their lineup. They got a real young mobile defense that can go and they can skate, and then they play a physical game, and they're gonna try to press us and forecheck hard, and they play a heavier game than a lot of teams. So that'll be tonight's challenge that we want to make sure that we go to where we got to go to be successful, and let's not get distracted or let's not get slowed down. So that's what we're looking for.
I don't have any sense that there's any bad blood on your side or our side going back to that playoff run for a couple of years in a row. Do they have any bad blood?
Bad blood. I think that that series was very very, very competitive. Very, it was hard.
One of the great
fought,
ones. One
very
of the great
hard
ones.
Fought. You know, I think the physicality in both ways was definitely taxing. Our defense got exposed in certain nights and some long playoff games and the overtime, and then you go seven games in a grueling series. And you know, I commend our guys on how we withstood that battle and come back from 6-7 and finding a way to win was a huge, huge victory for us. And you know, I think everybody with time, you know, playoff battles are always bring a little bit more intensity and rivalries and emotion to the game. And we, you know, we haven't seen them for a while here, so. We know when we play this team, it's always a good game. It's always a close game. It's always competitive. And I think you still have some memories of what happened in a few years back.
That physicality part, Coach, you guys are last in the league in hits, but yet, you know, that's not your style. You control the puck. Does that number jump out at you at all? Does it bother you?
I don't know about bother. I think, you know, certain guys are certain kind of players. Some guys we have a little bit more skill than some teams, and some guys have more forecheck kind of players. And but we definitely improved our game where we have the puck a lot more. And when you do that, you know, you're probably receiving a lot more hits. But we feel that, you know, we still want to play a pressure game. We want to go to people quickly, whether there's some guys engaged physically or not. I think pressuring the puck and going to people with a good stick is equally effective as sometimes complete body checks. But we feel that the one thing is we don't want to get slowed down knowing that they're physical or they're more physical than us. Let's go to where we got to go. Let's get to the front of the net. Let's win some puck battles in the corner. Let's have support of the puck, and you know, let's go to the hard areas and not change the way we have to play to be successful.
Coach, this might be a crazy question, but do you or the guys know when there's a streak going on, or do you know the numbers that are coming up? Does a player know? Oh, I'm this close. So, you know, I'm this many away from 200 goals, or we won 8 in a row. Let's go for 9. Do you look at the number? Do they keep track of the numbers at all?
I don't know if they keep track, but sometimes there's reminders. Sometimes you get asked the questions, and, you know, sometimes whether you're reading the media notes or there's, you know, there's some guys, they may know. We did mention to our guys that we accomplished the road record the other day, and that was a nice feather in our cap, knowing that, you know, the Blackhawks have, and the tradition and their history is tremendous, and being a part of that was special. And but you know, I think we're you know, as you're going into games, it's more you're into the short term thinking as a coach. You're thinking how we're going to win, how we're going to get the best out of everybody, and individually, guys, you know, we want them to be the best they can be. So everybody has a motivation going into the game, and you know, but it's all about what we can do to complement our team.
Big stretch. Ducks tonight, then to Detroit with the Red Wings, and then Minnesota comes here. Going to be fun.
Yeah, it's going to be, we're busy. It's in some tough games and a lot to be sorted out.
Need me to check your mail or anything? You got a lot going on.
Oh, no. No, we're all right.
Okay. Well, call me if you need me to run any errands.
All right.
By Walgreens.
Wouldn't it violate the TRO that he has? You're not supposed to go near his house.
He's got a restraining order? Is that me? Probably is me. All right, Coach, enjoy your day.
All right.
See you later. That's Coach Q from your Chicago Blackhawks. You know what it's sponsored by? Hooters.
Oh, it's a way of life.
Yes, it is. And the original wing joint.